Everybody, this is Hashem. Last week, what did we speak about? Maaseh Bereishis, huh? Relating to the Bria from that day.
Yeah,
right. Right. So we're talking about relating to the Maaseh Bria of that each particular day. You weren't here, but you hear, did you get a chance to know you're here? Something maybe gave you a little bit because you deal with the Bria, right? So right. But this is what we try to do, try to relate every day that to the Maaseh Bria that took place on that day, was based on the principle that if Hashem informed us of it, it must have been for a reason. It must have been for a reason. And what reason could have been, we don't know of any other reason except that He wants us to know about it. He wants us to know about it. So probably it's probable to say that Monday we should think of what happened on Monday, right? Tuesday we should think, you look at the grass, this is your day, this is the day that you came up, you know? So, Reb Yaakov, you have something that you want to share with us?
I try some of the times.
Okay, once again.
I try some of the days to do it. Sometimes I forgot about it. Especially the day of the birds, I think. I actually had like birds flying from the car. I wasn't like thinking about it then. But after the fact, I thought about the birds.
What day is the day of the birds?
The fifth.
Which animals came in the sixth? Anybody knows?
The land animals. The land animals, like the behemoth.
But there were certain smaller things that also came up in the sixth.
All the creepy crawlies, right?
Okay, what about you? Yeah, I
tried doing it. Like the Rob said, I didn't really understand what I meant to get on each day, but I thought it was good just to remember the time that Hashem is the Bria. Mm-hmm. Even if I couldn't relate it to why I need to know it on this day. It's helpful just to, in general, remember.
Nothing. I mean, I didn't do it as consistently as I wanted, but it was certain days. It was okay. I did do the second, go back over Yom Tov and do some Yom Tov. That I did do. Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Yeah, you had some special thoughts that you wanted.
I just kind of went through some of the, remembering some of the highlights.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. I had a thought this week, a very interesting thought. Want to share with the Olam that we mentioned that if Hashem, first of all, why did Hashem have to do it this way? That He had to divide up in days. But even if He did it this way, why did He have to share it with us? Why did we have to know how He did it? So He wanted to say that He obviously wanted us to know, that's all. And if He wanted us to know, so I think we owed it to Hashem just to keep it in mind, right? But I just, that's what we mentioned last week. But I just thought this week that it's very flammable that every day for the week, probably that day is the recipient of the bracha of Hashem for the Bria for that day. Wouldn't that make sense? That a yom would be this, the son gets a special Bria, bracha. So maybe by us connecting with it, it enhances the bracha of that day. You know, if we human beings in this earth relate to the Maisa Bria of that day, the Maisa Bracious, so it's very probable that, you know, if we recognize Hashem, you made the Bria on today, on Wednesday of the sun, so we're enhancing the bracha that comes down. Okay, I would say, I would repeat to you that all the Ubdus that we do here, halavai, that, you know, we should be able to do it the whole year, all the time. They're all things that are elements in the Avodas Hashem that really should be done all the time, right? I mean, we do it for the week that we taste it, we expose ourselves to it, and, you know, and we try to, how should we say, engage ourselves in the avoda of it. After we do it for the week, we get this experience, a real on-hand experience of it, and each person on your own, you know, you see what it is, I explain to you what it is, and you see what it is, and we experience you do it for the week, and then, you know, it's up to you, each one, you know, as an individual, if you are inspired by it, right, and you should be, and you, you know, and you have the insight of what it is, so it's not a bad idea, you know, each person here in our Chabura, I guess to undertake every Ubda to do all the time, maybe that was too, but as we go through the Ubdas here, each one of you individually might feel, oh, this is something that I'd like to continue. This is something that, you know, I feel that Hashem really would like us to connect to the Bria of that time, so why shouldn't I do it all the time, you know? Just give me an example that, if you feel so inspired, it's not a bad idea to continue it, you know? Okay. Especially something like that, like this, that, you know, every day you have the, you know, every week you have the Wednesday, you have the sun comes up, right? So, good idea. I mean, we thank Hashem for the sun anyway, every day, you know, the morning, right? We make the breakfast, you know, we daven shacharis. So, sometimes we don't realize, we don't take note that the biggest bracha there is, you know, anywhere, is the bracha up to the sun, we say in the morning, right? It really starts, we don't realize, it starts from Baruch HaDashem, Yotze Or, Boruch Hoshech, right? It starts over there, and the bracha ends by Yotze HaMoreh. It's, even though there's different paragraphs of things that we say, Kodesh Kodesh, Yavanu Zanar, Baruch Gadol, Baruch HaDashem, Koyma, all the different things that we say, but it's all in the bracha. The bracha actually begins Yotze Or, right, and ends Baruch HaDashem Yotze HaMoreh. So all those things from there to there is one bracha, really. So it really is the biggest bracha that we ever make is the bracha for the, you know, for the Shema. Okay, good. What I wanted to share with you tonight is also something which I think is very much neglected by the tzibur at large. By the tzibur at large, I may say. What I wanted to share with you tonight, opening. What I want to share with you tonight, Rabbi Yisrael, is also something that I think that people in general neglect, and I guess through the auspices of our holy group that we have here, maybe we'll be fulfilling something, doing something which I think is really something which is important that is neglected. So at least Baruch Hashem, we have, you know, like many other things in our Kapur here, at least in our group we'll be able to fulfill something which I feel needs, you know, refreshing and giving attention to. I want to keep the eye, keep the right, and the holy bus. Let's say, Noach, you know, Parshas Noach, we did Parshas Noach recently. No, I don't think that Noach is given the attention that it should be given. Noach comes to Yisrael, you know, you have Rashi says, Tzadik Oyeh B'Doraisa, was the door, if he would be in Avraham Avinu, how he would be, how he'd be in this door. But I don't know if people focus on the fact that Noach Tzadik, Noach is Tzadik, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the crown of called the Tzadik. Now, just to analyze this for a moment and think, like, what does that mean, that Noach is a Tzadik? Just try to consider, you know, what that really means. Noach is a tzaddik. Like, just think of it, that he lived in a generation like of millions of people, maybe it's not millions, but it's hundreds of thousands that were steeped in riches and wickedness. They were in Geneva and Gizela and Znus and homosexualism, every bad thing imaginable. And he's sitting there eating Noach is tzaddik. Like, how did he do something like that, you know? How was he able to be an individual, individualize himself, you know? Like, he grew up amongst so many wicked people, and yet, you know, to be able to remain, you know, pure and holy and wholesome as he was, you know? So, we have lot, we owe a lot to Noah, no? We're sitting here tonight because of Noah, no? Like, I don't know what would have been Hashem's plan if Noah wouldn't have come along, you know? Hashem would have saved the world anyway, some other kind of way, you know? Maybe Hashem would have destroyed the world, you know? But one thing for sure, that the Maisa, Noah was there, and he was the Shriach of Hashem, that the world was saved because of him, right? I mean, he was the, so Noah, like, how did he do a thing like that, you know? And I think that the fact that the Chumash, you know, puts it there, and makes a point of it, that we're supposed to learn from it, right? You say, you know, hey, Rav Kalinsky, don't lose yourself. I think you're making too much of a big deal over Noah, you know? You know, like, Rabbeinu Noah, you know, Rabbeinu HaRab Noah, HaDol Noah, you know, when you, you know, so I have a supporter. I have somebody who gives me backing that what I'm doing is right. I'm not over-exaggerating. Who's my supporter? Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashem himself, right? Hashem puts him into the Chumash, makes, you know, parsha over Noah, and Hashem gives him that degree, he gives him that smicha, and also the tzaddik. So Hashem is doing what I'm doing, and pointing out, you should take note that even though it was a generation of wickedness, of shlosim and mishoyim, so, you know, how did he do it? I don't have a suffix that Noah spent hours and nights debating with himself. You know, it wasn't just that they had probably all kinds of shittas, mahalshim, all kinds of ideals, wrong spurs, that, you know, they didn't just do Geneva, Gizela, and various. They had, you know, some kind of a mahalsh to it. Like, you know, they had and in fact, I had a word to use for it, but it was law books of misguided, you know, laws of wickedness. You know, from Rabbi Scheinberg, that in stone, the Chazal, there's a medrash, Chazal say that in stone, you know, they had that Seres HaDibros. Sigzoil, Signos, Sirsach, you know, Los Chabenes, Amichov, you know, all, you know, there was a series of difference of riches, of wickedness. So I'm sure in Noah's time also there was, they had laws and ordinances of wickedness. And Noah, I'm sure that sometimes he sat by himself and said, Noah, who do you think you are? So you have the whole world against you. Maybe you're making a mistake. Maybe these people are right. You know, and he would think into it and give consideration and thought that, you know, how did he know he's right? I'm sure that he debated with himself and sat down hours contemplating and meditating, thinking it over again. You can't. How could you have the whole world against you? It could be that you're the one that's misguided. Maybe you have a crooked head, crooked, you know, slur. So he had to think, make sure that his thinking was right, and also he had to try so hard to keep away from the temptations. There's no question that his mission was at his doorstep, right? And he had to, you know, keep away his mission. Right. So he had to keep away, you know, from the children, from his nurse. It wasn't easy. It was a very tremendous insight. And you know, so I wanted to suggest, Toby, say, for our exercise for this week, that I believe what I'm telling you is correct, that before you come to Avraham Avinu, our office, there's a stage before that, though, to recognize Noah and his greatness, that he was able to crystallize the wickedness of the generation and to be able to stand up to it, right? So what I wanted to suggest is that, first of all, I mean, how did he do it? First of all, we always talk about Hashem, you know, Gifun, Shiat, and Shmaya. Hashem has a contact with every single human being. And Hashem knows that you know, what's in your heart, the Yidden and the Goyim. If you're sincere and you're looking, so Hashem extends a hand to you. We talk about that here very often. So besides that, he gave this thought. So I wanted to suggest this to Ubdul Maisan. Everybody over here has their own, you know, like little Shulchan Aruch inside. Like we say, this Abla, this is one of the worst things in our generation. Like, what you feel is, in the Goyim, let's say, in the secular world, this is very bad. And among the Jews, you feel this is bad. Everybody has their own opinion of, you know, we want a Dambachav Tachos, and, you know, Alta Mechavero, Alta Guria Lekaimai, but everybody has their own opinion that, you know, in the Torah world, this needs to be corrected, right? Yeah, everybody has their own opinion of the bad things around him. That's what Noah did, right? So I want to suggest every day you sit down for a few minutes and not tell it be just a passing thought, but crystallize, say, I think that this is no good. No, I'm done with chafnichos and everything, but, you know, don't become callous to the bad things and say, not so bad after all. You know, we don't make a kitchen of a Klal Yisrael, God forbid. But you should think every day, I want to think of what let's say, in Yeshul, the Yadabai does something which you don't think is not right, or the people in the Yeshul. So if it's not right, it's not right. Try to think of all the things that are not right and crystallize them, you know, and say, listen, I'm done with Chafchos and I love everybody, but the Abbas that I see, I see, and I pray to Hashem to open up my eyes to see it and to give me the strength not to fall into that trap also, right? So is that clear? I say that's clear for the mindset. Every day, you know, to try to think of, you know, the things that, you know, around you, by the Goyim, by the Friar, the Shlodim, by us, that they feel not right, and pray to Hashem to open up your eyes like Noah to see it and to help you not to fall into that trap. Okay? Is that clear to everybody, Rabbi Sai?
Yes.
Okay, now give me a breath. I should make the bus.
Rabbi
Sai, we should make the bus. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
It's wonderful to see you.
Good night.